They say that at the end of the day, the most important thing is your reputation. But I think that our values are equally important. And in the entrepreneurial journey, particularly in the early desperate years, our values will often be challenged. And the moment we give up on our personal values, we never get them back. Today's meditation, Meditation 9, reads like this. My values will guide me along my entrepreneurial journey. I know them. I stay true to them. My values will guide me along my entrepreneurial journey. I know them. I stay true to them. One can apply this at a personal values and at a business values level. In the early years of Raise Corp, I was accompanying a potential client to a site where we wanted to set up a Prosperator, an incubator. GPSs had just become all the rage, and I had a Garmin GPS in my car. And the client looked at the Garmin GPS and said to me, "Oh, that looks amazing. I really would like one of those. Where did you buy it?" And I said to her, "Well, I bought it at this retailer," and told her the retailer, and I told her that there was a really good price going on at the time. To which she responded, "But I'm a little busy. It's really, really tough for me to find that retailer. I wonder how else I can get one of these GPSs." Of course, I understood what was going on and understood that the consequence of me declining giving her the GPS was that we would lose the business. I still have that GPS in a drawer somewhere. And the funny thing is, that lady eventually lost her position, and a few years later, that client became our client. I'm very proud of that moment. I never flinched. I never went through any dilemma in my head. I know what my values are. I know them, and I stay true to them. But your business can also have values. In fact, your business should have values too that should correspond or align to your personal values. And in a similar situation, a large multinational came to us and asked us to please remove one of our requirements in order to do business with them. And we'd be sure to receive a very, very large contract from them. But what it meant to remove this requirement was that the entrepreneurs that we serve would not be served. They would get a second grade experience from Raise Corp. I brought my exco in on a Friday afternoon. We voted 5-0, and I told my client we would not compromise on our business values. Unfortunately, unlike the previous story about my personal values, we have never ever won this client's business. But I'm not too worried about that. My values will guide me along my entrepreneurial journey. I know them. I stay true to them. My values will guide me along my entrepreneurial journey. I know them. I stay true to them.